This hour's new sponsor is Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snow plows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. According to Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, the sheriff's office lobby will be under construction starting Tuesday, April 16th, and will be continued through Friday, April 19th. During this time, the records lobby will be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the sheriff's office will not be able to do fingerprints until the project is completed. Please call 989-269-6500 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. to make an appointment for the following weeks. If you need a gun permit or to fill out a FOIA request, again, you can call 269-6500 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and someone will assist you over the phone. And last month, the Sinulog County Sheriff's Posse showcased their equestrian skills at the Michigan Horse Expo in Lansing, alongside over 58 mounted division members from law enforcement agencies across the state. Led by Sinulog County Posse Commander Jared Stull, the team's dedication to detail during the uniform inspection earned them a commendable fourth-place trophy. This month, don't miss the Sheriff's Posse's annual fundraiser at the Elk Street Brewery and Tap Room on Thursday, April 18th, from 4 until 8 p.m. Join us in celebrating and supporting the dedicated community volunteers of the Sheriff's Posse, whose outstanding efforts range from event support to search and rescue operations, all serving our community. And there will be a new sheriff in town in 2024. Tuscola County Sheriff Glenn Skrent is not seeking re-election after more than 46 years of service in law enforcement. During his career in the sheriff's department, he has held the positions of deputy corrections, dispatcher, detective, and undersheriff. Skrent, a Lincoln Park native, had planned on being a conservation officer but ended up in forestry management. It was while working in that position, he witnessed troopers and canines working the woods, looking for a murder suspect that sparked his interest in law enforcement. His first job was with the Cass City Police Department. Due to Skrent's retirement, there are three contenders for the position. Two of the contenders for sheriff are from within the department, and the other is a Carroll businessman. Lieutenant Jail Administrator Brian Harris, who is a 20-year veteran of the department, is running to replace his boss. Sergeant Ryan Robinson, who has been with the department for 18 years and is a canine handler, is a contender also. And the third candidate is Brandon Putman, who is running on the platform of being a constitutional sheriff. His background is as a businessman. A constitutional sheriff's goal is ensuring public safety, protecting civil rights and liberties, and upholding the United States Constitution. The position of sheriff will be on the August and November ballots and is a four-year term. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
At Advanced Auto Glass and More, we're your only local certified dealer and professional installer of CHI overhead doors. This is Dave Soule. We have a wide variety of CHI overhead doors to select from, ranging from residential to farm to commercial businesses. There is absolutely no door that is too big or too small for us. Here at Advanced Auto Glass and More, CHI is a trusted company with a top quality door, and with our professional installation, we are confident you will be another happy customer. Stop in or give us a call at 989-269-6655 for an estimate today. That's Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office said 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigamme Township was there searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from shore on Lake Michigamme. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to to try to rescue the dog, but fell in himself and could not get out. The sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. And Donald Trump's history-making criminal trial is set to start Monday with a simple but extraordinary procedural step that is vital to American democracy. A group of regular citizens, Trump's peers in the eyes of the law, will be chosen to decide whether the former president of the United States is guilty of a crime. The process of picking a jury could take a few days. Lawyers on both sides of the case will have limited opportunities to try and shape the panel in their favor. The court will seek to get the people who are willing to put their personal opinions aside and make a decision based on the evidence. And the unprecedented attack on Iran by Iran on Israel early Sunday racked up regional tensions. It confirmed long-held fears about the Israel-Hamas war spiraling into a broader conflagration. But Iran, Israel, the United States, and Hamas also walked away with some gains. Israel may have restored faith in its military, while Iran has shown that it can and will respond. The U.S. stood by Israel and is now hoping to influence Israel not to respond further. Hamas is backed by Iran, but had not seen direct Iranian intervention in the wider conflict until now. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's new sponsor is Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.